On Sunday, as Tropical Storm Harvey tore through Texas, President Trump took to Twitter. He tweeted, "With Mexico being one of the highest crime nations in the world, we must have the wall." And Mexico, Trump insisted, will pay for it. The Mexican response? To reach out and offer its full solidarity with those in Texas affected by Harvey, as good neighbors do in trying times, as the Mexican Foreign Ministry said. Carlos González Gutiérrez is Mexico's consul general based in Austin, Texas. Mr. Gutiérrez, classy act there. I wonder, was it hard to make such a gracious offer to help Texans just hours after President Trump took to Twitter to bother them about the wall?
Well, Texas is our main partner in the world. It's our main trading partner. Almost one out of three people living in Texas has Mexican blood in their veins. So I do think that it was only natural. We have done this before. We stand by Texas, and we officially transmitted that message following instructions from my government yesterday to the office of the governor.
You mentioned you've helped the U.S. before. I know that was in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. What exactly is your government trying to do to assist Texans with Tropical Storm Harvey?
Well, two things. We have 11 consular offices in Texas throughout the state, and we are trying to reach every one of the shelters that have been established in different cities around Houston to interview Mexican nationals who might have been affected by this natural disaster. We are helping them in case they need repatriation services. We help them with money for emergencies. We help them contact their relatives with ID that they might need. On the other hand, we are working with the Secretary of State of Texas and the Office of the Governor to see what they need. And based on their request, we will be very specific soon in terms of the offer that Mexico would be bringing.
I wonder what it's like in your position. You're representing your country, and then you kind of see these tweets, these regular tweets from President Trump about Mexico. What's your reaction when you see these negative tweets?
Well, we are in the midst of very important negotiations around NAFTA, but we don't negotiate anything through social networks or the media. The Secretary of Foreign Affairs has said very clearly that we are approaching this challenge in a very serious and professional way, trying to find a win-win situation for all partners. Otherwise, it would be difficult to reach any agreement. We are hopeful that we will be able to find an agreement that will benefit all parties, not only the U.S., but it has to benefit as well Mexico and Canada. Those things are not negotiated through social media.
What's your impression of Texans in terms of their friendliness or graciousness on matters everyday or worldly?
My personal experience is that Texans are, the vast majority of them, are pretty comfortable with the ties that unite them to Mexico. They know the history that we share, and they are pretty comfortable with the heritage that we share. The vast majority of them believe in offering the possibility of immigration reform, regularize the situation of the 1.5 million undocumented immigrants who live in the state, because on average, at least in the case of Mexicans, they have lived more than 10 years in this country. So the vast majority of them are pretty welcoming, and as I say, the vast majority of them are pretty comfortable with close ties with Mexico.
Do you think that this tropical storm and the exchanges you're having with the U.S., do you think that this is an opportunity to kind of forge a closer tie and get beyond tweets?
Well, we stand by Texas. We are friends, we are neighbors, and we will continue to be. And I'm sure that they know that we are with them and that they expect our solidarity, and we are happy to give a hand in these dire straits.
We've been speaking to Mexico's Consul General, Carlos González Gutiérrez. He's based in Austin, Texas. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.